Okay, so when you're raised Catholic, you have a long list of things that you're guilty about. Before you even decide what sin you're going to commit, you're already guilty. So I have a list of all the reasons why I'm a bad wife, I'm a bad mother, I'm a bad daughter, I was a bad girlfriend, I'm a bad employee, all kinds of things. But I'm going to start with bad mother, because that's really easy. I have two teenagers, and things aren't going the way I thought they would go when they were this high. And now they're this high, and they're maybe high. one of them, anyway. and the other one, oh, thank you. The other one, I have a lot of guilt about him from when he was this high. And I will just go into that. You know, the thing that you want to do mostly, and the thing that I kept telling my children when they were little, is my job is to keep you safe. My job is to teach you how to be a man, and my job is to keep you safe. And so the day that I saw my child running around on my front lawn and about to run behind a holly bush, I thought, he's going to hurt himself, and I've got to stop this. Meanwhile, I had several pots on the stove. I was cooking. I had just come out to check on him, and I was going to go back in, but I saw him about to run behind a holly bush, and that was going to hurt. So I run after him. I say, no, 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 don't go back there, don't go back there. And he just looks at me and runs behind the holly bush. And so I'm straddling a downspout like this, and I lean over, and I just grab the back of his suspenders, and I'm holding on, and I'm really unstable. And he turns around and goes, and jerks as far as he can that way, pulling me on top of him. I land as hard as I can on top of him, and he starts screaming, screaming, screaming. I don't know what I've done. I'm sure I've cracked his head, and he's blue in the face. He's screaming so much. I pick him up. I run him in the house. I'm feeling him all over from his head to his, and I finally get to the front of his leg right here, and I feel click, click, just like those little frog clickers that you used to play with when you were little, that feeling of click, click was the fractured tibia. And so the person who was supposed to keep my child safe and who had always said, I'm here to keep you safe, I'm the person who broke my child's leg. So I run in the house and I turn off all the burners and I grab a package of Fig Newtons because that's going to be dinner in the emergency room. And I take him to the emergency room and we begin the inevitable gauntlet of, I'm sorry, can you tell me what happened? And now can you tell me what happened? And could you tell me what happened? I go from chair to chair to chair with my child. And everybody, of course, is looking at me like, how exactly did he break his leg? And what were you doing? And why were you on top of him? And, you know, I'm not a small woman. I fell on him, and that was the end of that. So finally, I get into the final room where the man is going to actually set this child's leg in a cast. And I feel like, oh my God, I'm such a horrible person. I'm a horrible person. I've hurt my child. I was supposed to protect my child. I'm a horrible person. And this doctor looks at me and says, I broke my daughter's arm. So, okay, that's the end of that. That's why I feel guilty about my children. So I'm a bad wife because before I left the house tonight, I broke my husband's crab glass, his beautiful Baltimore Marathon, tall glass with the crab on it, irreplaceable. I broke that. So I've got that guilt going for me right now. I'm a, a bad daughter because I have not been able to invent a time machine so I could go back in time and prevent my mother from getting tuberculosis when she was a young wife. And I was a bad girlfriend to my first boyfriend, my crush. I didn't sleep with him. And my he was wonderful. He was my crush. I was crazy about him for 5 years. And for 3 years, he didn't even know who I was. So when we finally got together, you'd think, you know, that I'd go there. But I didn't because I was Catholic. That's what my list says. I'm Catholic. So I didn't do, you know, that's kind of more of a regret than guilt. But
thank you.